Let's take a closer look at Du Si Longpuo's painting Bush Yam Leaves. As we observe the artwork, it's crucial to engage with it on a visual level, recognizing each element before diving into interpretation. What catches your eye first? Is it the vibrant color palette, or perhaps the flow of lines that guide your gaze across the canvas? Starting with line, you notice that Puo employs predominantly curved lines in her composition, dancing gracefully across the surface. These lines mimic the organic shapes of the yam leaves, creating a sense of movement that feels almost alive. As you follow these lines, ask yourself how they affect your journey through the painting. The way they intertwine emotions and natural forms is captivating, drawing viewers into the heart of the piece. Next, let's discuss the shapes present in the artwork. Puo beautifully blends both organic and somewhat geometric forms, allowing them to coexist harmoniously. The yam leaves can be seen almost as elongated shapes that flow together, expanding and contracting in a rhythmic manner across the canvas. It's intriguing to consider how these shapes interact and complement each other, giving the painting an immersive quality. Do you find yourself gravitating towards certain areas due to the arrangement of these shapes? Turning to color, we can analyze the rich palette that Puo uses. Dominated by shades of blue and green, the colors evoke a feeling of tranquility and connection to nature. These hues are not only visually captivating but also communicate emotional depth. Think about how the cool colors might relate to concepts of life, water, and sustainability in the context of the yam plant. The subtle contrasts within the cool tones, lighter shades mingling with deeper teals, add layers of interest. Do you feel a particular emotion arising from this color scheme? Let's also consider texture. Although we can't physically feel the painting from where you're standing, the way Puo applies paint is essential for creating a surface quality that appears both smooth and dynamic. The thick application enhances the visual experience, making the leaves seem more tactile and vibrant. By visually interpreting the texture, one might imagine the soft, smooth touch of an actual leaf or the rich earthiness of the yam itself. How does this imagined texture influence your connection to the artwork? Space in bush yam leaves is another aspect worth exploring. Puo creates a sense of depth and dimension through the overlap of elements. The layers of leaves and the way they radiate outward provide a sense of expansion, inviting viewers to consider the broader landscape of the central desert. What do you think the use of space communicates about the interconnectedness of the yam plant and the wider environment? Now, let's discuss the principles of design applied throughout this artwork. Observing balance, we find an asymmetrical harmony that allows the viewer's eye to roam freely. The uneven distribution of colors and shapes creates a dynamic composition that feels both stable and fluid. How does this balance influence your own perception of the overall visual experience? In terms of harmony, Puo's use of recurring colors and shape motifs fosters a sense of unity throughout the painting. The colors complement each other, creating a cohesive visual language that speaks to the theme of nature. This sense of unity resonates powerfully with viewers, evoking feelings of belonging and shared cultural heritage. You may also notice a certain contrast within the painting. The interplay between vibrant greens and soft blues offers intriguing visual tension, while the dynamics of light and shadow suggest a gentle playfulness. This contrast not only adds interest but also emphasizes the various elements of the artwork. What nuances in contrast do you find particularly striking? Next, let's identify the emphasis in the piece. The swirling forms, while complex, draw your attention toward the center, resembling the heart of the yam plant. This focal point captures the essence of the artwork, emphasizing the importance of the yam in the lives of the central desert people. How does identifying this focal point shape your understanding of the artwork's message? Movement is fluidly integrated into the design through the arrangement of lines and forms, leading the viewer's eye through the rhythmic flow of the painting. As you trace these paths, does it feel like the painting is guiding you, much like the yam's root system guides those who harvest it? Lastly, looking at scale and proportion, the forms and shapes appear to create a harmonious relationship, with none dominating the other. This balanced proportion enhances the sense of community and shared ownership of the land and its resources, echoing traditional Aboriginal values. How does this sense of proportion influence your reading of the connections between community and nature? In synthesizing these elements and principles, we can see that Dulcie Longpole's artwork transcends mere representation. The visual components work in harmony to convey the essential relationship between culture, nature, and sustenance. The vibrant colors, flowing lines, and intricate shapes coalesce into a powerful narrative about the yam and its significance, inviting viewers to reflect on their own connections to the earth and its resources. As we conclude our analysis, consider the overall impact of bush yam leaves. The interplay of elements and principles of design creates a rich tapestry that speaks to both the artist's intent and the viewer's experience. In essence, this painting is not just a representation of the yam leaves but a profound exploration of identity, community, and the intrinsic ties to the land that sustain Aboriginal culture. Through your engagement with the artwork, you may begin to appreciate how this work extends beyond the canvas. It is a vibrant reminder of the stories it tells, the knowledge it carries about survival, tradition, and respect for nature. This is not just about the visual experience. It's about fostering a dialogue around cultural practices that span generations. By blending elements like color, line, and texture, Dulcie Longpole successfully captures the essence of life in the central desert. As you reflect on the painting, consider how the richness of Aboriginal art resonates with broader themes of environmental consciousness and respect for heritage. What might this mean for us in today's world? As you leave, think of how bush yam leaves invites continuous exploration, creating a space for reflection and dialogue, and how art can forge connections to stories, people, and places that are vital to our shared human experience. The painting encourages us to engage not only with the art itself but also with the culture and knowledge it represents, making us more aware of the intricate web that ties us all to the land and each other.